Chapter 6 to 8. And it came to pass, when the sons of the humans had multiplied in those days, blooming and beautiful daughters were born to them. And the watchers, sons of the heavens, saw them and desired them. And they spoke to one another,
"Come, let us choose women for ourselves from the daughters of the humans, and let us beget children for ourselves."
And Shemihaza, their chief, spoke to them,
"I fear that all of you will not want to do this deed, and I alone shall be guilty of a great sin."
And they all answered and spoke to him,
"Let us all swear an oath, and let us all bind one another with imprecations, that none of us shall turn back from this counsel until we fulfill it and do this deed."
Then they all swore together and bound one another with imprecations. Now they were, all of them, 200 who descended in the days of Jared onto the peak of Mount Hermon. And they called the mountain Hermon, because they swore and bound one another with imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their chiefs: Shemihaza, who was their chief, Artikoth, second to him, Remashel, third to him, Kokabel, fourth to him, Armumael, fifth to him, Ramel, sixth to him, Daniel, seventh to him, Zekel, eighth to him, Barakel, ninth to him, Azazel, tenth to him, Hermani, 11th to him, Matarel, 12th to him, Ananel, 13th to him, Setael, 14th to him, Shamshiel, 15th to him, Sahariel, 16th to him, Tumiel, 17th to him, Turiel, 18th to him, Yamiel, 19th to him, Zahorel, 20th to him. These are the chiefs of the chiefs of tens. These, and all the others with them, took women for themselves from among all whom they chose, and they began to go into them, and to defile themselves with them, and to teach them sorcery and spell bindings, and to explain to them the cutting of roots and herbs. Now the women became pregnant by them, and bore to them great giants. But the giants begat Nephilim, and to the Nephilim were born Eliud. And they were growing in accordance with their greatness, and they were devouring the labor of all the sons of the humans, and the humans were unable to sustain them. But the giants conspired to slay the humans and to devour them. And they began to sin against all the birds and beasts of the earth, and reptiles which creep upon the earth, and in the waters, and in the heavens, and the fish of the sea. And they began to devour the flesh of one another, and they drank the blood. Then the earth appealed against the lawless ones for everything which was done upon it. Azazel taught the humans to make swords of iron and breastplates of brass, and he showed them metals of the earth and how they should work gold to fashion it suitably, and concerning silver, to fashion it for bracelets and ornaments for the women. And he instructed them about antimony, and about eyeshadow, and about all manner of precious stones, and about dyes. And the sons of the humans made these for themselves and for their daughters, and they transgressed. And there was much impiety upon the earth, and they made their ways desolate. Shemihaza taught spellbinding and the cutting of roots. Hermani taught sorceries, incantations, sophistries, and loosing of incantations. Barakel taught the auguries of the lightning flashes. Kokabel taught the auguries of the stars. Zekel taught the auguries of the meteors. Artikulf taught the auguries of the earth. Shamshiel taught the auguries of the sun. Sahariel taught the auguries of the moon. And they all began to reveal mysteries to their women. And as the humans were perishing, their cry went up toward the heavens.